Now, last night, actor Liam Cunningham was honoured with a Lifetime Contribution Award from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties for Human Rights. He's the first ever recipient of the award, which honours a person who uses their platform to advocate for a better world for everyone. And I'm delighted to say that Liam joins me now in studio this morning. Liam, you're very welcome. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Thanks very much for having me.
Congratulations. As I say there, it's the first ever award of this kind from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties. How do you feel to be honoured in such a way?
It's kind of mixed emotions. It's very nice when somebody hands you a present. It's always lovely. I don't care who you are. At the same time, the kind of people that I advocate for are, you know, to just try and roar about their plight and complain that we're not doing enough, which we never do enough of. I mean, they're the real heroes, you know. The people I've seen in the camps under plastic in 50 degree centigrade, trying to keep their babies cool, and incredibly upset. This is usually women and children. They always take the brunt during wartime. To see them getting off the buses in northern Uganda, having tried to escape from South Sudan, and they're just psychological wrecks, and yet they still have to keep going because they've got young kids with them. They're the heroes. I'm using it as an opportunity to complain, further complain about that we need to be doing more, and we do need to be doing more.
That work that you do, and I know you're involved with World Vision, you're an ambassador, you've been advocating for refugees, particularly in Syria, you know, for many years now. Where does the need to be that voice come from, or when did that start for you?
I've kind of, even when I was really young, the bizarre thing is I was a whinger in my 20s. But you're regarded as being a rebel in your 20s. When you're doing it in your 50s, you're curmudgeonly.
That's the cycle of life.
Yeah, it is, the unfortunate cycle of life. When you've got the platform, if I was complaining, which I always did, and I always had a kind of a bit of a conscience about things, I think I'm very similar to most people. Most people, the only opportunity they have is to sit in front of the TV, look at the news and go, oh God, isn't that awful? You know, and looking at your own kids and say, thank God it's not them. With the temporary celebrity that I have, and when you do have the, as it says in the award, the platform to use your voice, you've got to speak up. And people, you know, there's unfortunate, and we need to put pressure on politicians. And I tweeted a photograph yesterday in 1942 of Syrian people accepting Greek refugees and giving them clothes and food when they were running away from the Nazi jackboots. In Iran, there was various estimates between 200,000 and 300,000 Polish people went to Iran during World War II. To when the traffic changes direction and comes the other way, we have a moral obligation, not only moral, not only ethical, but also under international law, humanitarian law, the Geneva Convention, to look after these people. And if we I mean, the hair went up on the back of my neck when I heard the head of the EU referring to Greek as the shield.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, Ursula von der Leyen's comments during the week, and we've seen some horrific footage coming out over the past couple of weeks, boats carrying refugees leaving Turkey and Greece, being attacked by armed men, as you say, women and children, and the Coast Guard. What's your reaction to that, or what goes on in Liam Cunningham's head when you see that?
It's appalling. It's just injustice. These are people who are trying to protect their children and their wives and their husbands from attack by, you know, various forces who are using them as pawns in some stupid game played by psychopaths in three-piece suits. We all know it's wrong. It's the easiest thing in the world to look at this and go, how the hell can that happen? That's so not like who we are. And again, I refer back to our own history. During the famine, whether we lost approximately 1.5 million deaths to hunger and another 1.5 million who went to mainly North America. If we had been treated the same way in America that these people have been treated at the moment, where the hell would Ireland be now? There's 3.5 million Syrian refugees in Turkey. The EU promised them, the reason they took them in, they made a deal to keep them out of Europe, that they would give 6 billion to the Turkish government to look after these. They've only given half the money. This is shameful, shameful behaviour. And we're part of the EU. It's part of our shame. We're part of the EU and something needs to be done.
Bring it even smaller than that for me, Liam, and your reaction to when you see small communities around Ireland reacting to people from different lands coming in. And there's been many of those stories over the past year.
Yeah.
What does that say about us, or what does that make you feel when you see the reaction, the visceral reaction that there often is to people coming?
There is and there isn't. It's a great news story. It's not absolutely in concrete that it's a trend here. And we're enormously generous people. We're an island nation. We love visitors. When you look at people, and they have legitimate complaints about direct provision. I don't like direct provision. People can't cook for themselves. They have no freedom. It's very dehumanising, and we need to have a better system than that. And there's people that we are paying as taxpayers to take care of those problems.
Yeah,
and
but in the same token, there's been people who have decided to focus on the fact that direct provision isn't good enough. They put that out there as the reason.
They use it as a reason.
You know, when maybe they weren't that concerned about direct provision until direct provision came to their town.
Exactly. The same people that are complaining about direct provision, these bordering on neo-Nazis, are the same people that said, let's look after the homeless first. If you ask those people what they do for the homeless, they do nothing. They're at best xenophobes and they're racists. And we have an obligation under international law. It's not about us being nice. After the horror that happened to the Jewish people around the world in World War II, in 1951, there were acts brought in to protect any refugees. Einstein was a refugee. Steve Jobs from Apple, his parents were Syrian refugees. Einstein set up the International Rescue Committee to protect, there were so many that were refused, even Jewish people that refused entry into America and ended up, being murdered by the Nazis on their return.
As I said, we've seen some horrific pictures coming out of Turkey, Greece over the past couple of weeks. I think definitely there are people living in Ireland who have zero understanding of what life in a refugee camp is like. And you do hear people say who have visited refugee camps that it was so much worse and so bigger and so blew their mind, like that you can't possibly imagine what it's like until you actually set foot inside one. You've been there. You've seen it. You've seen the way these people live. What is it like? Can you go any way to try and explain that?
Yes, in a way. And I was the same as everybody else. A lot of people have this thing in their head that a lot of these refugees are running from war are goat herders. They're rural people, live up the mountains. There were architects, oncologists, judges in the refugee camps when I went. These are people who are very similar. I have Hassam, who's with me, who came over from Stuttgart, and I met him in Jordan, and I've been mates from for the last 4 or 5 years. His brother was a petrochemical engineer. His other brother was a bank manager. He pulled his best friend during an English exam in school and pulled an artillery shell came in through the window and brought the classroom down on top of him. And he pulled his best friend out of the rubble dead. These were middle-class people. These were people who were at the opera on Saturday night and had no home on Sunday. This is only around the corner. This is the stuff that we're not keeping our eye on in the Middle East is directly affecting us now. It's one of the reasons you're talking to me now, is that there is an influx. And there, but for the grace of God, go I. I mean, we had refugees coming from the north during the height of the Troubles. They would run out of the place and coming down here. This is a responsibility, not because it's the right thing to do. It's because if it ever happens to us, we want the people that we looked after to look after us. It's morally, if you're lucky enough to have the comfort of believing in God, you have a moral obligation and a religious and Christian obligation to look after these people. If you're moralistic, if you've got a heart beating in your body, they need looking after. The other thing to say is they do not want to live here. And if you think about it practically, when this war in Syria is over, the greatest construction job on the planet is going to be the rebuilding of that country. You think they're going to stay around here when they can go back and make a huge amount of money rebuilding their own country? This is a temporary. They're looking for refuge while this horror is going on, and it's coming to, it's not far off an end, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you're hugely passionate about the subject and absolutely deserve that award that you got last night, so congratulations again. Have you any time for a bit of acting these days? What are you
no,
up to?
I've knocked the acting on the head for a minute. No, I have a couple of jobs coming out. I did a bank heist thing in Madrid, which is really cool. I do like a bank heist movie with the gorgeous Freddie Highmore, you know, from The Good Doctor, and I've got another thing I just finished with Sky about ancient Rome, but interesting, told from the perspective of the women.
Oh, very good. I'm into that.
Yeah, no. And it's a great idea.
Absolutely. And International Women's Day been celebrated this weekend. Well, listen, congratulations on the award again. And thank you so much for coming in to see us this morning. Liam Cunningham, thanks for being with us on News Talk Breakfast.
Thank you very much.